for MSO News Sports. I'm Tim Kearns, and this is the Coach's File, brought to you by the Gloria Food Store, 268 Rantoul Street in Beverly. For the best in deli meats, cold cuts, calzones, it is the Gloria Food Store. Joining me in the Coach's File this week is Chris Silvera, the boys' varsity basketball head coach at Gloucester High School. Chris, welcome back.
Thanks, Tim. Glad to be here.
New season underway. Doesn't really start for real until the 15th, a little bit different than in years past. What is the outlook for this year's Fishermen?
I really like our team. We've had a nice addition. We have Brendan O'Brien, who came back from the prep, and he's playing with us. He adds a little strength. He's kind of a do-it-all kind of guy. He does everything pretty well. We have a lot of kids returning. We got a team that can shoot a little bit, and I'm looking forward to it. I think we're going to be excellent. It's a new conference that we don't know everything about. There's a lot of new inner city teams that we don't have a lot of information on, but it's going to be one of those just play your hardest, and we'll see how they look.
Certainly, last year you just missed out on the tournament, and you had a basically guaranteed 20 points every night out of Evan Mason, who now has graduated and gone on to Salem State, where he's on the basketball team there. How do you look to make up that gap in your scoring?
I think we're going to make up that gap by committee. It's going to be a little bit from everybody. A lot of guys, it looks like they've improved over the summer. Ollie, we're looking for some big things of Ben Oliver. Marcus Montanino looks like he grew over the summer, and he's a year older. We've got Brendan O'Brien back. We've got Rivera back again. We got Mark Smith, who, he's as tough as they come. So I think we're going to be all right. I think everybody's just got to chip in a little more and make up the difference for Mason, and we'll be all right.
Now, certainly, as you look at the season with a new addition of the former GBL teams, is it play everybody through like we did in baseball last year? You play everybody within the conference at one time and then pick up four games?
Yeah, that's all it is. So we have to play everybody once. We don't get to play the smaller schools twice like we have in the past. And then we had to go find some of our own games, which wasn't a problem for me. I picked up Salem, and we have our own Christmas tournament, which I have two teams in, and the AD put us in the Larry McIntyre tournament in Beverly. So that got us six games, and that got us to 20, so we're ready to go.
Who'll be your starting lineup? Do you know that yet, or is it still too early where you're still feeling through some of the guys on the team?
I think I know the starting lineup. I'm pretty sure, but I'm going to let them play it out. And, we get a team with so many players that are similar. We don't really have technically a center, and we don't technically have a specific guy that's a shooting guard. So I think I can rotate a lot of plays through. What they say, the starting lineup, the five guys I have on at the end of the game. So that could change night to night.
What is your feeling? I always ask all the coaches that I interview this. How do you feel about the way that the league has been constructed in terms of, again, only playing every team once? A lot of the home and away rivalries are now gone.
Yeah, I don't really like it. We're definitely one of the smaller schools in the conference. So playing some of the bigger schools twice, once can be difficult. It was nice when we got to play some of the smaller schools twice. But, sometimes you just got to step up to the challenge and you're going to be ready to go, and I think we are. So I'm all right with it. We'll be all right.
Great. Okay, so who's your opening night opponent?
We've got Medford first, and then that's at home. So we get a home opener. And then we're off to Everett. Then we have Marblehead. So we're hitting it pretty hard off the start. And then we get into our own Christmas tournament after that. So a lot to look forward to.
Great. Chris, I know you're busy. You got a class coming up. I want to thank you for your time. We'll talk to you throughout the rest of the season.
Thanks, Timmy. I appreciate it.
Great. That's been Chris Silvera, the boys' varsity basketball coach here at Gloucester High School. For the Coach's File at MSO News Sports, I'm Tim Kearns.